Everything went so well last week.
I know. Well, let me figure out what's going on here. We can start over.
Yeah, it's just Skype keeps, pardon the expression, squirrely.
Ha ha.
Arr.
Okay.
Yeah, well. My session keeps crapping out.
I don't know what
What the hell, Jay?
Oh,
jumping up.
Jay had
Oh, this is fun.
Okay, well, start over or something.
Well, I got to get the Shadowcast.
Am I still doing crappy? Okay. Should I hold on?
You're kind of in and out.
Is tonight the night for like the solo flares or something?
You know, I'm kind of wondering.
How's that?
That's better.
We just have to apparently unplug it and plug it back in at random intervals. Did you know that's how we roll?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
Should I hang up?
Nope.
Okay.
Alan, don't ever do the scratching again. Because if I start hearing yo yo Alan raps, I'm gonna puke.
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, God.
What?
Nothing. I'm centering myself. Never mind.
Oh. Well.
Okay, good night, everybody.
For some reason, the Shoutcast server is not working.
So this is not the first official score report. Yeah. This is more of the chipmunk report.
We tried.
It's been a test of the emergency squirrel broadcasting system.
Dang it.
Had there been an actual squirrel here, you'd have lots of cursing and small arms fire.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with my whiskey now?
Because squirrel is the only animal I've ever hunted.
My whiskey is moonshine.
Oh.
Hey!
I know. Right. It's awesome.
Courtesy of Silent Warrior.
Yeah. Nice.
No, nobody's listening. What if we had a podcast and nobody came?
I know.
It's so sad.
I have work tomorrow, Alan. Step on it.
Oh no!
I'm trying. It's the Shoutcast server is not accepting a connection. I don't know why.
Did you reboot?
Yeah, it's just going to say.
It's not me. It's the server.
Okay, we're screwed.
Well, we're still recording.
Oh, so it's just the three of us. How cozy.
And whoever wants to call in.
Oh, we can still have callers?
Yeah.
Of course. But it's just not like broadcasting live, so no one can hear it.
We can still get callers.
Oh, my God.
They'll hear it later.
So people can call in and not know like what they're jumping into.
That's right.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
No one expects this kind of transition.
I like it.
You don't. The hell is that? No.
Somebody's jingling ice cubes.
That's me.
Cool.
So, that's a cool sound effect. Do we have a topic?
Well, the topic is, hey, it's the first squirrel report,
and it's
not working already, so.
Anybody have a topic?
My audio sucks, but that's no different.
Somebody call in. Let's have somebody call in.
Somebody want to jump in a sack?
What's the number, Alan?
The number is...
God.
Don't put it on Facebook.
Are you kidding me? We're totally putting it on Facebook.
Put it on IRC.
No, put it on Facebook.
Okay.
Go. What's the number?
It's 214-530.
Rita, have your mom call in.
0036.
Tell mom to call.
Oh, no. My mom call. It's 9:43. I hope my mom's asleep. Mom, be asleep, please. Oh, boy.
Keep hearing that tinkling.
Sorry. The typing and... 530-0036?
Cool. Something like that.
Oh. He's not... My mom is not going to call.
214-530-0036.
530-0036. Okay. Let's pick this happens. I'm curious. You know. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Anyway,
it was working fine.
Mm-hmm. Like,
right up until Jay logged in.
15 mm-hmm. minutes ago, it was working great.
I'm sure. Yes.
Apparently, when I met Mike, some of his voodoo with electronics.
He killed another TV.
No shit.
Oh, you say that like it's a bad
my
thing.
Gosh.
In your he house?
Another television. Yes.
Wow.
Want me to ship you one? We got a whole bunch in the house.
How did that happen?
I don't know. But the other day we were trying to watch like Band of Brothers or something. And so I said, we were sitting up in the back porch upstairs and it was raining and the rain was really loud. So I said, could you turn it up? So he goes and he has the little thing and he's pushing the buttons. And for some reason, it won't let you turn up the sound. When you try to turn up the sound, it like changes the color of the picture. So the picture is now stuck on black and white and we cannot change the volume.
Oh,
I know. I don't know. It just has been sitting there plugged into the normal.
Wow.
It's not, you know, I can't even tell you how many televisions we've been through since we've been married. I can't even tell you. It's weird.
We've had three.
Three and okay. We've had way more than that. And we hardly ever watch the television. It's just Mike gets near it and he touches the buttons and something happens. I don't know. So I have to go out now and buy another TV so I can watch DVDs.
Grr.
I know. Silly.
You need a Faraday cage around your television.
I think so. Or just have Mike
give it a
wear
of,
a Faraday
give it a little
cage.
Bit of electricity so if Mike tries to touch it, he goes... Wrap him in tinfoil. Sorry, Mike, you got to wear the tinfoil.
So I know.
Oh, man. Could you get like a Tyvek suit like with metal strands in it?
Would that work? I don't know.
It would really suck if you're out in a thunderstorm, but...
And his bank card doesn't work, so every time we go to the grocery store... You have to use my card.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Any callers? No.
Oh.
I'm shocked.
I'm not.
Nobody wants to call and talk to me. I'm sad.
Uh-oh. Okay. You're going to get your mom to call in.
My mom is not awake.
She is. Sure she is.
Uh-uh.
It's only 9:45.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
That's it. Somebody call in.
Oh, you
we're
call
the
in.
Only ones who can hear us.
Nobody can hear. God.
In scroll report, no one can hear you scream.
How fucking embarrassing.
Oh, Alan. Next week will be better.
It's not
next
me.
You know what it is?
It's the Shoutcast server. I don't have, I can't, it's not my server.
Uh-huh. It happens to every guy, Alan.
It's
shouldn't be embarrassed.
Oh, God.
Oh,
shit. Oh,
man. There's the sigh.
Oh, well, maybe.
It was an intriguing concept, but. Why don't you give us 20 more minutes of Edward R. Murrow?
Wait, Miguel Gonzalez is saying, I can't hear a damn thing, and I'm telling him to call in anyhow.
Yeah?
Miguel, call in.
Just call in.
He can't hear me. I'm sending mental, like, vibes to him for him.
Rita, are you talking to Facebook again?
I'm trying. Somebody call in. I'm sick of talking to Jay and
what's Anna. The number?
Hey.
214-530-0036. Somebody's screaming outside. Okay. I will answer any question.
We'll put that in the room.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, no. Maybe.
The server is down. It's 38.96.175.21.
Okay, Alan. Yep. You're gone into geekies now, and I have to work tomorrow, so.
No, it's not my server, damn it.
Okay. Jay, any news with you? Motorcycle out yet? Anything?
No, next week from tomorrow. Ugh. Week from tomorrow. I had to like badger.
Oh, look, we have an incoming call.
The dealership to get it ready. See? Told you.
Hello, yep. Incoming caller.
Hello.
I'm on you. When?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so I call in and I get Alan's recording and saying, if you want to talk in the air, press 1. Otherwise, press 2 to hang up. Why the hell would I be calling if I just want to hang up?
We like to give you the option.
Well, if you accidentally dialed the wrong number.
Oh, yeah. I suppose when I definitely dial the wrong number.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Fred. I'm in Oklahoma.
Hey, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
How are you?
I'm all right, and you don't have to tell me to turn my radio down because, hey, it's not working.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's genius in its intricacies.
Barely here, Jay. Need more rage, Jay.
So Fred, if the sound isn't working, how did you get the number?
Some dude up in Massachusetts stuck in the GBC chat.
Aha. Okay.
Oh.
Not to write anybody out or anything.
See, now, if Weird were on, I'd at least have plausible deniability, but...
Damn him.
Darn it.
And his lack
stupid
of, I don't know.
Commitment jerk. Stupid helping out his friend's jerk.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Fred, how are you tonight? How's the weather? What's going on?
You know, it's drying out.
Yeah.
That's good. It stopped raining for about, 13 hours now?
Oh. Is that a typical thing in the springtime for you?
Not in Oklahoma.
Oh. So you're having kind of weird weather, too. Excellent.
Yeah, it's been raining for about a week.
Okay. Have you built an ark yet, or?
Yeah, I was trying to get my daughter to build an ark, but she said we need glass for windows, and then we had to get in a whole argument about whether Noah had glass in his windows and whether it was really necessary.
Oh.
Hmm. I would think not.
I don't think glass had been invented.
No.
That was my point.
Jay, you are having some serious issues with your sound.
Because, you know, yeah, I'm having issues, period. Hold on. We gotta
move closer to your modem. Whatever.
No, I ditched the wireless because it wasn't working either. I just have to, like, every 5 minutes plug. Is it any better now?
Yes, it's excellent now.
Yeah, it's every 5 minutes I get it back in.
Okay, let's try 30 seconds, not 5 minutes.
All right.
What they used to call that, head tack?
I'm just going to keep over and over and over again.
Seems like there's a name for that.
Mm.
Besides insanity?
Well, yeah, close enough.
Madness. This is the Squirrel Report.
So maybe, Fred, maybe next week we can have a topic and actually a conversation. Alan?
Maybe.
Yeah? That sound good to you?
Well, we're not done yet. I'm talking to tech support at the Chatcast server, so.
I am having BTR flashbacks. It's terrible.
Thank you for calling. My name is Bob.
Well, that's perfect. You know, there's a
funny like Roger or something.
I was thinking about the videos of the angry squirrel doing tech support.
Is there a video of that?
Isn't it one of those animated things? There seems to be a squirrel involved somewhere.
I'm going to have to look for that because that'd be perfect.
No, it's a dude in India. Somehow there was a squirrel involved. I may be completely wrong. It happened.
Is this like a YouTube?
Yes.
Because this would be perfect for the Facebook page.
We have more people calling in.
Oh, Foamy the Squirrel. Oh, right?
Yes,
Foamy the squirrel?
That's the one.
Oh, he is the most foul-mouthed squirrel ever on the internet.
He needs to hook up with Kristen, and he can be foul-mouthed in sign language.
I love Foamy the Squirrel. That's funny. Nice.
So, Alan, have you managed to get two calls on at the same time? I just caught the beginning of the last one.
Oh, sir, the Shoutcast server says that they're having issues on the server, but they're working on them as we speak. Mm-hmm. And I asked for an ETA, and they said 30 minutes to an hour. I was like,
Oh, okay.
Well, that sounds like about 2 hours in real time.
Yeah, so I'm not going to count on the server tonight. But we have other people calling in, so let me dump you, Fred, right, and pick up somebody else.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Fred. Okay. It's good to hear from you.
Fred.
Hello, caller.
Nice.
Hi, how's it going?
Doing great. Hello. Who's this?
This is Terry.
Wow.
It's Terry.
Yes. I was calling for the score. Is this the score report?
Yes, it
is. This is the score report.
The currently non-streaming Squirrel Report.
Yes, I always enjoy your program. It's very good. any late scores that you could tell me about?
No. Terry, no? I want to tell everybody, Terry is quite possibly my very favorite library patron ever.
Wow.
I know.
That's saying something.
I know.
He actually pays his fines on time.
Yes, and sometimes brings the librarian a chocolate milkshake.
Exactly, or pickles.
Wow.
Yeah, he's excellent. I can't believe you called in. That's so funny.
So Terry.
How about them OU Bobcats, huh?
I don't know. Don't talk sports on this show.
Have you, you've actually seen Snotman live in person?
I've heard of him, but I've never met him or seen him.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Sure you've seen him. He's there all the time. He's the.
I've seen the solitaire lady.
Yes. Snotman is the guy who comes in. He's obsessed with the weather and Ron Paul, and he's very twitchy.
Terry, do you agree with me?
My neighbor.
Do you agree with me that the Brita's library experiences would make the greatest sitcom ever?
Yes.
It probably would.
I would say it would be on the order of a Mary Tyler Moore sitcom.
Sure, exactly.
It would, yes.
It would be.
As long as Al Bundy was the librarian's assistant.
He could play a hobo.
He could.
Who would play you, Terry?
Who would play me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Hugh Hefner.
Okay, I'm not going to ask who's going to play me, so I don't want to know.
Oh, that would be either Nora Dunn.
Oh, right.
Angelica Houston, one of the two.
All of us dark-haired Irish girls look alike, right?
Exactly. Both of those ladies are spitting images of you in there, Rita.
You still here, Jay?
I am. That was weird. Okay.
That was weird.
I have never had to be able to pull the call back.
Yeah. Well, apparently it still hasn't because you sound like crap.
Yes.
Yeah, well, hold on. I had to switch to the wireless mic.
Jay sounds like he's calling from underwater.
This is like the worst podcast episode ever.
I know. It's kind of excellent in its terribleness.
Well, we can only go up from here, right?
The wireless mic is going to make a special trip to the super secret range.
All right.
And it's going to meet a very, very messy and violent end.
Cool.
It's going to involve buckshot and a bayonet.
So, Terry, when am I going to take you to the range?
It's been the nice 2 weeks. The weather's been nice and everything. I thought I might get the call. I was thinking about it today as I drove by there.
Oh, I'm supposed to call you.
No, I just got me in a message or something. That would have been nice.
Okay. Well, count on it very shortly because I haven't been to the range I haven't been in the range in quite some time, so I'm due.
And she's got a lot of frustration to work off.
And an M1 carbine she has to break in.
That's right.
Well, that's true. But, that would be fun. I don't know if you've even ever shot anything before, Terry.
No, just my mouth. Shot off my mouth, I meant.
This will be fun, then.
Yeah, it would be.
It would be fun.
But I've seen all the Dirty Harry movies. Does that count?
Kind of.
Kind of.
Alan and I got to hold the Dirty Harry Magnum.
That's right, we did.
That's right, you did.
So did you did too, Bruce.
That's right.
It's a kind of like whatever. I'm not as impressed by guns as you guys are. I'm like,
nonplussed.
Oh look, it's a gun. Oh look, it's a hammer. You know, it's like, oh okay.
It's Dirty Harry's, the most powerful hand. This is the most powerful handgun in the world.
held by Clint Eastwood, no less.
Right. Okay.
I mean, come on. You get like plus 20 cool just for touching the damn thing.
Oh,
the only way
is that
cooler is if you could have that Model 29 and the M1 Garand held by Walt Kowalski at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
It would explode in a black hole of cool. And then hop over the hood into a 1968 Ford Gran Torino GT. Done. There you go.
You know what would be really extra cool? If I could get Clint Eastwood to hold my Bursa.
Maybe he'd complain less than the T-Bowl.
I know.
Well, I hate to break up the party, but the rest of Breida Nation is trying to get in, so I'm going to call it a night.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Terry.
Thank you for calling in, Terry.
You're welcome.
It was a good surprise.
You owe me a Tim Misney like now.
Oh, okay. I'll do that right now.
Thanks, Breida.
Uh-huh.
Have a good evening, folks. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yay.
Terry.
Two callers.
Woohoo!
Two. It's a record.
I know. Terry, for some reason, is trying to win lunch with a local. He's kind of like one of those local ambulance chaser kind of guys. You know.
Okay.
He has commercials on TV, and now he's running some contests on Facebook. Win lunch with this lawyer for some reason, and.
Why on earth would you want to have lunch with a lawyer?
Because it would be hilarious if Terry did it.
Okay, but...
I don't know. He has... Tim. Okay, it's Tim Misney. Anybody from the Cleveland area would know Tim Misney. Well, let me qualify that. Anybody from the Cleveland area with television would know Tim Misney because he's like has every other commercial on local stations. And apparently he's running some contest. Have lunch with Tim. I don't know why.
You folks in Cleveland are odd.
I know. I know.
He's just so weird.
I know. They're strange.
Well, anyway.
Anywho.
Someday the Shotcast server will work again. I think it's a plot. I'm very, very upset that they picked the time when we were starting the podcast to stop working.
It's all about you, Alan.
Clearly, it must be. Damn it.
Damn it. So what do you want to do? Try again next week?
Well, yeah, we'll do it again next week, but, you know.
That's it.
I'm not prepared to give up. We can at least get, you know, a recorded podcast out of this thing.
We got to at least get an hour.
Hey, I had a library patron call in. What more do you want?
Hey, that was great. And somebody from IRC?
Uh-huh.
Hey. Not bad.
Oh, God. Are we listening to about uteruses again in IRC? Because
no, I don't know. Okay. Not going there.
Okay, me either.
Could be worse. Could be placentas.
Mm. No.
No. Pass.
Yeah.
I could tell you about my yogurt making again.
Ooh, did you talk about the kefir last time?
Yes, I did. And I bored everybody to tears.
Okay,
well,
don't do that again.
However, I'll be making cheese soon.
Oh.
So.
Did you get a cheese making kit?
No, I'm making cheese out of the yogurt stuff.
Oh.
I know.
Wait a minute. Making cheese from yogurt? That's crazy talk.
I know.
How are you doing that?
All you do is you strain it and you separate the curds from the whey.
Oh.
And you, you know, mix stuff in it, like herbs and garlic, and you have like a cream cheese kind of stuff. I'm like very crafty. I'm preparing for the zombie apocalypse, so, you know, I can make cheese and yogurt, and I know that's very important.
It is.
In the zombie apocalypse. I've been making marmalade like crazy, so in case anybody needs to put something on their toast in the zombie apocalypse, I'm the girl.
You'll have them covered.
How do you
feel? I can barter stuff. You know, I can barter marmalade for ammo. Because, you know, people will want some marmalade.
Yeah, because dry toast sucks. I don't care if it's a zombie apocalypse or not. Nobody wants to eat dry
totally
toast.
Totally does. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that works.
I know.
Oh, hang on.
And you need yogurt to keep you regular. So.
It's like a regular Trader Joe's at your house.
It totally is.
Sorry, I had to sneeze. Ooh, what happened there? That was weird.
You sneezed.
Yeah. There was something happened.
Somebody kickstart Alan.
Something happened.
He's trying to think of something. He's looking at the news right now, thinking.
Something
what?
Happened.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Like in the news?
I don't want to talk about the news. The news sucks.
News is depressing.
In the gun blogs?
And annoying.
Yeah, I hate the gun blogs.
Yeah.
Hey.
Not yours, Jay. Of course not yours. You're the only gun blog we like.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
We hate them all but Jay.
Mm-hmm. And see Uncle, because he like collates everything and makes my work very easy. Actually,
he's really the only gun blog you need.
He's very helpful. He does all the work for me. You know, I can just go to his thing and I know what's going on. And then I check about my friends and I'm good. Yay, gun blogs.
Yeah.
Do, do, do.
Well, Fooey.
Yes.
This sucks.
Okay, let's go to bed.
Hey.
I have to go to work in the morning.
Ba-doop, ba-doop. Yeah. I'm not touching that one.
Thank you.
Not on a podcast I'm going to put out for public consumption.
That's okay. Nobody's going to listen to this one.
Hey, you'd be surprised.
They're going to get about 10 minutes in and go, holy crap. Yeah,
what are these people doing? Why are they doing this?
The suck one, huh?
You know, I used to have this podcast, and it used to be kind of popular. And
oh, look, we have somebody calling.
Yeah. That's because I post. See, every time I post the number.
Hello, caller.
I get a crazy man.
Hey, guys, it's Mike W. calling.
Oh, get out of here.
Mike W.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah, the Carolina game just ended, so I figured I'd call him.
Oh, Mike, are you drunk?
What?
Are you drunk?
I've had one beer, so no.
Oh, okay.
It could be a big beer.
It is. It's 10%. So.
It was a Fody.
10%. Okay. What was it?
Yeah.
Fody.
What was it? Victory Golden Monkey?
Crack 40.
Oh, Victory is pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it, Mike? Crack a 40 in the hood. Because, yeah. You know, we know how you roll.
Yeah, that's how he rolls.
You're just lurking in the Homeowners Association, just waiting.
So I should have bought some of that that King Cobra malt liquor at the liquor store down where I park.
Yes.
He's...
And some Skittles.
Oh, jeez.
Mike, it is Colt malt liquor. It's a Skittle.
And Old English.
They want somebody to Mike.
I had a beer last night, and it was funny. We're sitting out in the backyard, and, you know, because it's like summer now in March. I don't know. We're sitting out in the backyard.
Like 80 degrees.
Grilling some meat, and I'm sitting in the backyard drinking a beer, and I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm like, what the hell beer is this? Like, what percentage is this? Have you ever had that experience where you're like, wait a minute, what am I drinking? You know, because it hits you really hard. And it was like a really cheap beer, but it was really high in alcohol and really good. It was Pyramid Imperial IPA, and it was really good, but it was like 8.5% alcohol, and it was just like, whoa, okay.
That happened to me the first time I tried a 120-minute IPA. I got through like half the beer, and then it started hitting me, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I had had a 90-minute before I drank that. And then I had to walk around Rehoboth Beach Boardwalk, and I was like, oh my God.
Walk around, have a glass of water. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
IPAs are good for that, though.
Yeah. And I still have one of those bottles because I decided I don't like 120 minute anymore, so it's just sitting here.
Aw, he's grown up. He doesn't like his sweet IPAs anymore.
It's too damn sweet. So
see?
I'll give it to one of my sisters.
Okay, here, this is fucked up.
What's fucked up?
This is Tallulah, Louisiana. A teacher at Tallulah Elementary School lost her job after not noticing two third graders participating in oral sex under their desks.
Oh, my God.
The principal felt that she was not monitoring the classroom adequately.
You think?
No shit.
First of all,
how does that even happen?
Third grade.
Okay, first of all, like, third grade? How do they even know?
They wouldn't even know what to do with that.
I don't even know.
Apparently, in Tallulah, Louisiana, they know.
Holy shit.
Hey, wasn't Bill Clinton from? No, he was from Arkansas.
No.
It could be his kid, though.
Like, how do you even like respond when you see something like that occur?
I don't even know. Like, third graders, what? Okay, here is the only thing I can think of is that one of those children is sexually abused.
Yeah,
at least,
I mean, how else does
one
the
or both
learn about that? I mean, come on.
Or they have the luckiest dad in the neighborhood.
Jay?
Mommy's always doing this to daddy, so.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Terrible.
Holy crap.
Well, you know, I don't know where Tallulah, Louisiana is, but.
I have no idea.
I suspect that.
I think it's south of here.
No shit. You think?
I'll go even further and say it's south and west of here.
Mm.
And I'll bet it's east of Allen.
It is.
So.
Let's look at maps.google.
Google Maps.
You know, Mike W., I wanted to say that you sent me a text message today.
Was there a picture of his junk on it?
No.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Oh.
I had not followed the Trayvon story, the shooting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't even pay any attention to it. But today I was reading it about the shooting and everything. And apparently there's like this whole racial element that's going on.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Hey,
race warlords ain't going to pimp themselves.
I suppose. I just don't see the point of it.
Well,
you know
what I
mean?
They're so hard up for a race war, they're calling a Mexican guy white.
Yeah, I know. And they said that I read reports and said he got shot in the back, which of course didn't happen. All kinds of stuff.
Oh yeah, there was one that said he stood over the kid and shot him. You know, which is
I read that one too, yeah.
What?
And they keep showing pictures of the kid from grammar school.
Oh yeah, from like when he was elementary school.
And now he's a football player.
You pull up baby pictures of Ted Bundy, and you're gonna go, "Oh, what a cute guy!" Yeah. You know?
Right. Oh jeez.
Here's the thing.
Jeffrey Dahmer has some really cute pictures.
Although I probably was that skinny at 17, but
yeah, you're not a football player either.
No. Yeah.
So I'm looking at the Drudge Report right now, Jesse Jackson, you know.
Oh, no.
Upstanding citizen Jesse Jackson is saying blacks are under attack.
Child.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait. I thought it was women that were under attack. Now it's blacks are too?
It's the war against women and blacks and black women and the gays, apparently, now.
Yeah, but Obama's the one that's anti-gay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I saw something in the news today. He is revising his moral stance on gay marriage.
Really?
Of course he is.
They're doing like a what is it when they poll people?
A poll?
A poll?
No. I don't know. I can't remember the term for it. But they're doing like a survey of people, you know, and then he'll decide how he feels about gay marriage.
Oh, He'll decide.
Yeah, that sounds like Obama.
When somebody tells him what to decide, he'll decide.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Every report I've read about this Trayvon shooting has been about. They have said that the guy who shot Trayvon was on his back and getting punched.
Well, yeah, that's what the eyewitness said. So
yeah, and. You know, the police department has said we can't charge him with anything because
The guy is still in the wrong because he still got out of his car and initiated contact that he didn't need to.
Yeah.
Keep your ass in the car and none of this happens. So.
Well, he here's the thing. He sounds like one of those neighborhood busybodies.
Yeah,
you know, he has a history. He has a history of cruising around the neighborhood, calling the police for every little thing that happens. You know, sticking his nose into other people's business where he probably should.
And if you're going to do that, if you're going to be the guy who wants to interject himself into all that kind of stuff, you probably shouldn't be carrying a gun. Honestly, it's just a recipe for bad shit to happen.
You're kind of admitting that you're making enemies.
How about not getting out of the car like the police dispatcher told you not to?
I saw a good rebuttal to that.
Don't
though.
Follow him.
Because police dispatchers, like 911 dispatch,
well, they can't tell you what to do. Oh, Jay's gone.
Oh,
have also told women in closets to put down guns.
Yeah,
right.
I agree with you that, I mean, this is a pretty simple request, and it actually makes sense.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, clearly, well, in my, you know, totally not knowing a fucking thing about it and not being a cop and not being a lawyer and not knowing what I'm talking about with all those caveats. I think the claims of murder are ridiculous.
You
know,
you think what?
I think the claims of murder are ridiculous.
There's just not enough evidence.
I think at worst case, he's looking at like a manslaughter or something like that.
That was my initial thought too.
You know, so.
Well, I mean, it depends on who you listen to. You know, it depends on whose version of what happened. You know, I mean, there's folks who are fully convinced that he got out of his car, ran over, and just shot the kid down.
Well, yeah.
Right.
You know, and see, the problem is they're trying so hard to make this about stand your ground.
Well, they're trying to make
it
political.
If that were the case,
so horrifically lied about what Stand Your Ground means, what it's all about, what it covers.
Yeah,
I don't trust anything else they've said about this entire thing.
Well, and
the only
thing
you can trust,
like,
are the 911 calls, because there's recordings, and that's
right.
pretty much it.
Well, you know what I immediately thought of when I started seeing all of this in the news? I immediately thought of the way that they handled the Duke Rape case.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's what I
one.
Thought. Because here you have, you know, they want to frame it in a certain way, and it makes no difference what the facts are. And, hey, it turns out that the woman, you know, that made all those accusations was totally bullshitting, and, you know, it didn't matter because the media decided they wanted to railroad those kids.
Well,
so.
Mike, I'm a little older than you, and what jumped out at me with this was the whole Rodney King thing. Rodney
okay.
King, just like, I couldn't, you know, you can't ignore the parallels because the media showed the 5 seconds
well,
at
I
the
I hope
very
you're wrong,
end.
Jack, honestly.
What's that?
I hope you're wrong about that, given what happened afterwards.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what they're gearing up for. They want that so bad. That's exactly what they're gearing up for because it's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems
you
know, like
meaning, I mean, it makes good news. Riots, you can
right.
unrest. This,
yep.
this is the kind of stuff they live for, and that's
right.
what they want it to be. And if you follow the whole Rodney King thing, yes, for 5 seconds, those cops are completely out of line. Absolutely no question about that.
Although
but there
he was also
two,
drunk.
There was two and a half minutes leading up to that
yeah.
where he was actively resisting that they deliberately did not show.
Right. You only ever see that segment.
Exactly. So if they're yep. only – I don't trust them. I think they're only showing the worst possible parts of this whole thing.
Yeah, me too.
Because they're trying to paint him as this gung-ho, gun nut, just looking to shoot him a black person. That's their
– Well,
that's
and if
their
he was,
and
he was, he could have just gotten out and shot the guy in the back if he really wanted to just kill him.
That's
so,
true.
If Stand Your Ground meant what they claim it does, he could have just gotten out of the car. He looked at me funny, bang. But they know
yep.
what it is. So
and I mean,
lie.
Stand Your Ground is so simple that it's impossible for them to misconstrue it unintentionally. I mean, the only difference between Stand Your Ground and most other states is that I don't have to run away. That's the only difference. Everything else, all the. It doesn't change the self-defense laws. It doesn't change anything except I don't have to run away if I'm being attacked. And that's the only thing it does. Nothing else. Am I right? I mean, I believe that's the case, but.
Yeah, I don't think we have any lawyers here.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
my understanding of it is yeah, there used to be this thing called the duty to retreat, which is.
Right. But we have that in Delaware.
Right.
You still have that in Delaware?
Outside of your home? Yeah. The statute actually says that it says if you can retreat with complete safety, you must retreat. Hmm. Now, what the hell complete safety means?
Complete safety.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
right.
a little bit
no.
of wiggle room.
Yeah,
there.
That's bullshit. But it doesn't exist.
The funny part, Mike?
I mean, I could trip on the sidewalk while retreating and die. So.
Oh, Jay's
the problem is I can't hear when it does that on this end, so I have no clue when it's doing that. And apparently it's still doing that.
It's funny. Yeah. Oh, look, we have server.
Oh,
nope.
No way.
Hang on.
Like
it's
an
the
hour
server
into the show, we have a server.
The server just
Mike, you're magic.
Kicked
That's
in.
It. Well, you know what
Hang
it is?
On.
We started talking about something. We had a topic.
It was okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what happened?
Well, the server's the ping. It's pinging. I can't get a.
So I fixed it.
Well,
yeah.
No, you didn't. The server's up. The Shoutcast service isn't running yet. So, but it's you know.
People are saying it's because we're drunk.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm not even drunk.
Well, unfortunately,
it's funny. I'm
not drinking.
I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here, and I can see. I see a bottle of Fecking right here. I probably should have some of that.
Have some of that.
Yeah, have some of that.
Yeah.
That's Friday.
Yeah.
I think you should drink more, Mike.
That's been there for a while. That half bottle has been sitting there for at least a month.
Wow. Not much of a whiskey drinker, are you?
I just, no, I don't drink much in general.
And I say that as somebody that's got a full bottle of, well, like two full bottles of whiskey in my closet that I haven't touched.
So I've got about four big bottles of Dogfish behind my mirror, so.
Behind the mirror? If you hide beer around the house, you might have a problem.
What's up with that, Mike?
That sounds bad.
Why are you hiding your beer, man? Got roommate issues?
It just seemed like the best place to put it.
Yeah. Seemed like the thing to do at the time.
Okay.
Although I did actually lose a gun today, or technically, kind of. I couldn't find it.
Wait, what?
You what?
I couldn't find one of my guns today.
Uh-oh.
They don't get up and walk
that's
around.
That's bad, Mike.
I dug through my whole room looking for it.
And where was it?
It was.
Let me guess. It was the last place you looked.
Yes. It was underneath the my television stand. Don't ask me how it got there. It was in a holster, but it was underneath the television stand.
Oh, close enough.
Yeah.
Hide beer and guns around your house, Mike. Are we gonna have to have an intervention?
I think so.
My mic just came down for his gun. It was sitting here in the futon.
Oh. Under a cat.
Next to that spare round of 357C.
Actually, I still have that. I still have it for you. I'm saving it for you. It's really corroded and terrible, but I'm going to give it back to you next time you come.
Hey, you can shoot it out of a revolver.
Yeah, probably.
What?
I don't know. It was in the driveway for a couple months, like in the rain and.
And then it turned.
Yeah, I'm not shooting.
Safe. I don't know. I'll save it for you, though.
Oh! I think we're on the air.
Woohoo!
No.
I think we are.
I don't think so.
I think we are.
You know, just as we go on
the air,
we are. Hi, everybody. I have to go to the bathroom.
Hi.
Everybody listening? Hello.
Yep. Yeah. People are hopping back on. Woohoo!
Okay, all on right. Mute.
That's it.
Bathroom.
And thanks for listening to the score report tonight. Y'all. just kidding. Brita's going to take a bathroom break and.
She's going to go shave her roommate.
Yep.
Oh, no. I'm not telling that story on this show. I'm not. That was.
Come on.
No. Mm-mm.
We want to hear about the shaving roommate. That's
no, nothing happened. I'm putting you on mute. Sorry,
it's okay. In my version of the story, a lot happened.
The movie in my head.
Yeah, that's right.
Even better.
That's right.
You know what?
Two girls, one bathtub.
Almost there.
Stay on target. yay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Brito was right. It is almost an hour in, and we finally get our shoutcast back.
Yay!
Well, we got somebody else calling in, Mike. Let me let you go.
All right.
Take the other person. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
All right. See you guys.
Hello, caller.
Why, hello, Alan, and I assume Brita, and hopefully JJ and Weird.
No Weird, no Brita. Actually, Brita took a bathroom break.
I would say I only knew the number because of Brita's Facebook.
Oh, cool. Who is this?
This is Michael from Portland. I blog at tacticaltupperware.com.
Ah, okay. Great.
Ah,
thanks for
yes,
calling.
Michael. How are you?
We finally got our Shoutcast server back up and running a few minutes ago. I guess they kicked it over and started it back up again.
Oh, fair enough.
They found the ripcord.
Yeah. Well, Brita should be back shortly.
I am.
Well, that is fine. But I got a question for JG because he's there, right?
Yep.
Uh-oh. Yep.
So are you going back? Are you going to go back to drinking coffee once Lent is done, or are you viewing this as a way to cut off coffee?
Hell yes. I have a medical reason for drinking coffee. It keeps my gout at bay.
Ooh, that's a good reason.
Yep. Apparently.
Well, then I'm sure you can write a letter to the Vatican for, you know, special dispensation.
I was just going to go the indulgence route. I'm like, what's that word?
Next time, just give up sex. You're not getting any anyway.
Yeah, well, that's kind of cheating. It's like giving up skydiving. Oh. You know, I mean, I was going to give it away. Give it up anyway.
You're supposed to give up something that you actually care about.
Right, right. Last year,
Lent, I gave up Vicious Circle because I was completely addicted to it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
So I could say I gave up the same thing this year because the Squirrel Report's not Vicious Circle.
Wait.
Yeah, but you're giving
up
something.
Can I just ask a question really quick? Who is this? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, introduce yourself again because Rita missed that.
Yeah, this is Michael from Portland. Sorry. This is Mike DeVito from Portland. I blog at TacticalTupperware.com.
You finally get to call in. I'm so excited. You were like,
Oh yeah. I'm the one who changed my work schedule around BC, and then you canceled
it.
I know.
He rearranged
his life.
Was oh my gosh.
Vicious Circle.
I'm
That's
so sorry,
dedication.
Mike.
All I did was get a holster.
Okay,
I want to
ask you, why did you love Vicious Circle so much?
Okay, so how I got on to Vicious Circle, or how I, you know, became aware of it, it's actually your fault, Rita.
Oh, I'm so
When you were on that other podcast that you used to do on Blog Talk Radio, you made an inadvertent comment. You're like, oh, I'm so tired. I don't think I have 3 hours to waste on VC. And I'm like, a 3-hour podcast? What is this? And then I found it. And since then, I've now listened to every episode. And
Oh, God.
I mean, like, all the way back from, like, oh, this is a Gun Geek show to Jar Squatter. So, you know.
Excellent. That's hilarious. Okay.
Yeah, so, and then I just loved it because it was people who I would love to meet at some point and think would be cool to hang out with.
Yes.
And then it was, you know, supposedly a gun podcast, but it had nothing to do with guns ever.
Kind of, sometimes.
Well, I mean, occasionally, but that was only, you know, it...
Well, you got to
just easily say it was a porn podcast.
Yeah, you got to remember that the Vicious Circle was intended to be the audio version of the Gun Blogger Conspiracy IRC channel.
Oh, absolutely.
Which
no.
Occasionally
and
talked
came,
about guns.
I came to that backwards too because I found GBC after Vicious Circle. Yeah. So now when I'm in GBC, it's like, oh, this isn't what I thought this was.
It never is.
It never is.
Yeah.
But I'm glad
so glad you called in tonight, though.
Well, I got it from you. I got the number from your Facebook. You reminded me.
Cool.
So here we are.
But yeah. So do you have a not topic that you're diverting from tonight?
Well, the topic was going to be first official episode of the Squirrel Report, and then the like 5 minutes after we officially started, the Shoutcast server crashed and died, and. It took them an hour to get
like
it back
podcast,
up.
So, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Next thing you're going to say is that Skype is being finicky and kicking people off a call.
No, actually, Skype's working pretty good. And the PBX seems to be working in pretty good, too. So.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good and looks good. Yeah, all awesome. So.
I just need a SIP client on my computer that can handle more than one call at a time so I can have multiple people, you know.
Well, it sounds like you just need to get your house broken into again so you get another insurance check.
Yeah,
right?
No. Uh-oh. Jay crapped out on us again.
Oh, see, that's...
You know, you need to talk to Jay because he's kind of like a core member of the show. And he needs to work on his. I mean, I'm just using my iPhone and my headset.
He's got an iPhone. He could use that. Yeah.
And my Skype.
I'm on my iPhone iPad. Right now.
Oh, I feel like a total dork because I'm on.
You gotta set up a FaceTime version of Scroll.
No.
Oh no.
No.
Alan would have to put on pants.
No. Yeah, that's not.
Hey. You know, I'm sure somebody's into it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. So would they get the like audio, the video feed from you, Alan, or from me?
Oh,
or...
dear God, I hope not.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
We've lost Jay.
Okay. Well, Michael, you're our new co-host.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right.
I feel, you know, I guess I'm deputized by Brita.
Yes.
So, Mike, what's your, you know, what's going on? What's, what, tell us about
Tactical Tupperware.
Yeah.
So, Tactical Tupperware is my blog that, I kept hoping would just explode and, you know, become the greatest blog ever. And I really enjoy it, except I have a new respect for bloggers because new content is impossible unless you just go the, you know, Matt Drudge or Say Uncle route and just link to everybody. Right. But I don't have enough people that read me uniquely to be that. So I don't know. It's just kind of been frustrating. It's like I love it, but I'm at work and I think like, oh, this would be a great blog post, or I should blog about this. And then by the time I get home and eat dinner and find my laptop, I'm like, oh, I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Yes. And this is,
and unfortunately I work in an industry where I'm like, not on a computer, so I can't just blog from work.
I have quit blogging, as many people might know.
No, you've retired from blogging.
I've retired. Right? Maybe that's a better word. Yeah. Retired. We'll go with that. Okay. And I think that was part of my problem was like the echo chamber. You know, there was really no new content and everybody was talking about the same thing and everybody was kind of talking about everybody else talking about the same thing. And it was just like this kind of echo chamber thing. And,
well, yeah, certainly.
And you know, in a way, if you think about it, it's good that is happening because it means we're winning.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's funny because it's like my two or three highest, like if you look at hits by post, I posted the thing about those retarded CCW badges. Mm-hmm. And then I posted about the concealed carry reflective crossing guard banner thing.
Oh, God.
And like those were the two things that got linked by Say Uncle, so then therefore they exploded hit wise.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was like, oh, so maybe that's my niche, just retarded, you know, things that we need to as a gun culture say this is dumb.
Right.
But I mean there's a lot of that out there, but there's not enough for a new blog post every day.
Right.
Yeah.
It's getting really hard to break into the gun blog business because everything's kind of covered now and it's hard to distinguish yourself from everybody else, really.
And you know, the other thing that kind of got me, I guess it was kind of a false, I don't know, it gave me kind of a weird feeling was like when I was a brand new baby blogger, within like my first 3 months of blogging, Dennis sent me a free holster.
Wow.
Gun Casket sent me a free shotgun safe. Somebody else sent me a bunch of free ammo. And I was like, oh, I'll blog in exchange for this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then now, like, I'm to the point where I started sending out test and evaluation emails, asking around and like, hey, if you need yet another blogger to, you know,
right,
review something, and it's like, well, now it's work, and it's like, I could just work and, you know, buy this stuff.
Exactly.
And I mean, it's like, it was just weird because it all came so fast. It was like, I sent Dennis an email just saying, hey, by the way, this is my blog, but I was, you know, getting ready to probably end up buying a holster, but I was like, but maybe you can get me the VC stamp for free. You know, and he's like, oh, put an ad and I'll send you the holster.
Nice.
And I was like, done, you know.
Oh, I don't have a holster with a vicious circle stamp. And then, you know,
Gun Casket sent me a shotgun shade. And, you know, the other thing is, like, I like the product reviews.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole thing, and I told this to everybody that I did reviews for, is if your product sucks, I'm going to write a crappy review. And, like, it's going to be fair and it's going to be honest, but if it sucks, it sucks. And I've had a couple of, like, cruddy products. And it's like, I think that might have hurt getting future products. You know what I mean? Because it's like,
yeah,
there are bloggers out there who will just say, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, sure.
And then they probably end up getting more free swag. You know?
Sure.
I'm about to write another review. I'm about to write a review for an iPhone app that I like, and I like the old iPhone app I reviewed, but one of them is far superior to the other.
Hmm.
You know, so then that's going to be kind of weird, too. But I think.
And did you get these iPhone apps for free when they otherwise wouldn't be?
I did. I got download codes.
Wow. You've officially gotten more free stuff than me.
Oh, you got laser grips.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. You got laser grips?
Okay, I got laser grips. But anyway.
and you know, I'm not like some bloggers that just have a constant flow of T&E guns. I've never gotten a T&E gun yet.
Jay.
Yeah. You know,
somebody
it's
gets
really,
two M&Ps at the same time.
Jay. Double digits yet.
It's really hard to break into the gun blog market or whatever it is now. I don't know. It's really hard to break into that. Because it is kind of inclusive, and there's like this core group, and it's hard to break into that. And also, on top of it, like, we're winning. Everybody wants to have a gun blog because yay guns, right?
So, oh yeah, and you know what? That's not a bad thing.
I know it's really hard, but the thing that will distinguish you from all the other gun blogs is you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can talk about the same news item. Everybody can talk about the same new gun coming out. But nobody can talk about you and what is interesting about you specifically. And I always felt that those are the gun blogs I want to read. You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny because I work in the security industry.
Uh-huh.
And, like, originally, I was going to kind of model my blog kind of off, like, what Motor Cop does.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Where he talks a lot about work, but it's like, you know, I couldn't tell you where he worked, but I know what he does, you know?
Right.
And then it was like, my company's social media policy is terrible. So it's like, well, I don't want to go too far with this and start, you know, it's like, if I get successful enough to get noticed, then I'm going to get noticed.
Right.
You know, uh-huh. So it's like, and I've had some email exchanges with, like, Motor Cop and Ambulance Driver about how do you balance this. And they gave me some good views, but it's kind of like, you kind of got to be courageous and just stick to it and say, no, I think I'm okay with this.
Right.
So, but yeah. I will find my niche. I've only been blogging just shy of a year. So, well, actually, just over a year now that I think about it.
Wow.
See, and I got married in the middle there, so, like, I kind of lost 3 months.
Jay, how long have you been blogging?
11. Over 5 years. Well, at Marooned, over 5 years. I've been this summer, May.
Cylon.
9 years total.
9 years? I didn't think the internet existed that long ago.
There we go. Yeah, 2003. It was a month after my daughter was born. Am I still?
Yeah, you're still doing it.
God bless America.
That came through loud and clear.
Yeah, and he unplugs it and it goes to his in computer mic or something.
Uh-huh. Jay, have you tried using Skype on your iPhone?
Yeah,
I have, and it does the same thing. It doesn't say about an hour in, it just starts falling to hell.
Jay, it's because you're in Massachusetts and you're only allowed 10 words.
Yeah, I think so.
That's got to be it. The electrons have to go further. I'm only allowed low capacity internet.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I have something that I want the room's view on if you guys are interested.
Go commando.
Okay. Go ahead.
Because it's something that has come up among my kind of, I don't know, I'll call them fence-sitting friends, where, like, maybe they own a gun, but they don't carry or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The new law, and gosh, this is so funny, it's Indiana politics, but the Indiana law that gets branded as the, you know, you can shoot cops law, but really it's
you can shoot anybody invading. No.
Yeah.
It's headlined all wrong. You know what I mean? Oh, and it's like, Lord. I almost wonder if that's doing us more harm than good.
No, it's just the liberals being liberals. The law is strictly a response to the Indiana Supreme Court saying that it was you couldn't defend yourself against even an illegal attack from a police officer.
Yeah.
And so this law just rectifies that. I mean, that's all it does. Basically, it says
does it effectively end no-knock warrants?
No, of course not. Because those are legal. All it says, all the new Indiana law says is they said, yes, if it's an illegal, you know, if the cops are breaking the law, you can defend yourself. Of course, you know, it's a fine point. I mean, how do you know if they're breaking the law?
Well, and I think most people, I mean, the way I kind of look at it, it's like anything else. The people that are lawbreakers and thus justifying a legal raid are going to shoot back anyway. Your drug dealers and, you know, whatever. And then the other thing is, if I know that I'm not running a meth lab in my basement,
right?
You know, maybe I'm going to shoot at anybody who comes through
my
front door.
I think the thing I've read most about with this law is the things like the, you know, the cop that beats up his girlfriend, right? Under the Supreme Court ruling, she couldn't defend herself against the cop, even though he's beating her up, and it has nothing
because
to do with
cop?
Because he's a cop, right?
Oh hell no!
That needs to get fixed. Like,
well, that's what that Indiana law does.
Isn't it as big of a deal as
No. It's just illegal actions because the way the Supreme Court ruled it was even if the cops were breaking the law, you still couldn't defend yourself against them.
Right.
Oh.
And all this law says is if they are in fact
biased, because I thought it was all about no-knock warrants.
No, it's got nothing to do with that.
Okay. Well, then I apologize.
Well, in a way, in a roundabout way, it is, because if they've got a no-knock warrant but they fuck up and they get the wrong place, they're breaking into your house.
Well, yeah, but that's
– Oh, absolutely.
That's
to go to, you know, 16 Main Street and then go to 61 Main Street because they're dyslexic.
Jay had room.
Well, and you know, especially I live out in Washington, and we put like one street up for me is the
all
same
right.
number.
No, we're just a freaking
but
computer.
Avenue Court East at Nuts the end of this. The address.
Yeah, I think you'll find that even if they get the address wrong, they're still not breaking the law.
No.
I think what they'll say is they'll file that under qualified immunity and you're screwed.
Oh, they're not breaking the law, but the homeowner's view is somebody's breaking the law.
But you're still screwed.
You're going to be screwed either way.
This law in Indiana has nothing to do with no knock warrants. It's strictly the whole cops behaving badly and breaking the law themselves, and you can defend yourself against that. All right,
okay.
Mike, I got some more people calling in, so let me let you
well,
go
then
and
dump me.
We'll take them.
Be done with me.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks.
Yay.
You know, when Mike, when Vicious Circle ended.
I know. I remember him. Yeah.
He was so heartbroken.
I know. I felt so bad. All right, here we got another caller.
Awesome.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, so this is the scoreboard.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Who's
and
this?
What is the score? Who's this? This is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Okay.
How are you?
Good.
We're fine.
Good.
Where'd you get the number?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you get it off Facebook or off the...
No, I did. Obviously I called off the Facebook deal.
Okay.
Because I have no idea what the score report is. Whatsoever.
Oh, you got it off of Brita's post.
Nice.
I did.
Okay.
Awesome.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. And we lost Jay again. Okay. What the squirrel report is? The squirrel report is a
podcast.
It's a show, I guess, that is streamed over Shoutcast and recorded. It's on iTunes and whatnot. And this is the
tired of asking to answer that question when someone calls in.
No, because this is actually the first official episode of the Squirrel Report. We've had a couple of test and trial episodes, and Jay lost his internet again.
Of course.
So you have a completely reasonable explanation now to explain exactly and kind of self-promote now.
Right. Well, see, we used to do another show that was called Vicious Circle and did it for several years. And I finally got fed up with the way we were doing it and decided to do another one completely different. And that's what this is.
Understood.
So,
Matt.
Yes.
So you're one of my friends on Facebook?
I am your friend on Facebook, Rita.
Okay.
Which one? I think she wants to know.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, well, no, this is Matt Allen.
Have we met in person?
No.
Hmm.
No, okay. This is Matt Allen from, I'm out of St. Louis.
Get out of town. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm sorry. I'm hearing you.
I was going to say, that's funny, 'cause I'm a
fan. Oh, you're that
yes!
guy. Yeah, okay.
That's him.
I know who he is.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Cool.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good now.
Breedy's having a squee.
I'm going to have a moment.
She's going to be all fangirl here in a minute.
I know. Okay.
Oh,
how are you, Matt?
We like your blog. By the way.
We really like your blog a lot. We should.
Oh, thank you so much.
We think you should write more on your blog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I struggle with getting more. Trust me, I have a million ideas a week to get written, to get out, and it is just one of those things that, between time-wise of dealing with clients, and by the time I sit down to write 11 o'clock at night, the brain is firing, you know.
Sure.
90 miles an hour, but the fingers just don't want to go. And oh yeah, I mean, like right now, in addendum to the whole the Right to Knife articles, I'm actually breaking down in my head, developing stuff that you can build at home to actually practice knife defense and stuff like that. So I'm actually hoping to build some this weekend, put them into practice a little bit, and get them into.
When I first started getting into carrying knives. I have a Facebook friend, and he used a pretty popular blog. He was also a prison librarian, actually. That's how I found him. He was another librarian, but he's also a veteran. So when I first started getting into blogs, into knives, he told me to. I'm sorry. He told me to. Get a ham and to go at ham with a knife, because a lot of people are not prepared for the feeling of what it's like to stab through to stab through meat through, you know, with a knife. So I did that, and that was kind of my first journey into carrying knives and stuff. And your blog posts are amazing. You know, they're pretty in-depth, and I have to take them in parts. You know what I mean? I have to read them and kind of think about them for a little while and read the next part. But the whole knife thing, I think, is pretty important. Because you're not always guaranteed a gun, you know?
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Which is sad. I mean, but you know, there was two reasons when I started writing those articles. One was, the first was, I was dealing with a client who was just absolutely did not want to have anything to do with a gun. And was a lady and was having some pretty serious situations and threats against her life. And I pointed out to her, I said, I'm guaranteeing you, I said, with what you're dealing with, there's one of three things in your bedroom. I said, there's either a hammer, a baseball bat, or a butcher knife.
Right.
And she said, there's a butcher knife. I said, I figured right off the bat. I was like, you know, and that's always the thing with, and you know, you're well past that stage, obviously, with the gun carrying. But there's always that weapon apprehension, that straight up fear.
Exactly.
And it's just my always reminder, you know, there's that reminder of, We're tool users. That's what we do, you know, and that's why we have thumbs. And so we went through some things like that, and she was like, well, I'm afraid someone's going to take the knife from me. And so when I put the handle in her hand, I said, what's left after the handle? And she goes, well, there's nothing but blade. I was like, who's going to reach up and grab that from you?
Right.
You know? And so that just kind of really got me thinking, and I've worked all over the world, and there's been a lot of times when I haven't been able to carry a gun, so I've carried, you know, either a big-ass knife or a big-ass knife and a couple of small knives and everything else I can carry. And so, yeah, I just kind of, I feel like this is something I should really write on and kind of expound upon.
I think a lot of people aren't prepared for the intimacy of knives, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like,
yeah,
it's very immediate and it's very, you know, you might get blood on you and you might, you know, it's very immediate. And I think your blog posts are wonderful in that regard. Of course, I learned a lot. And it's like a thing I think about every day when I go to work, because I can't carry a gun at work. I do make a point to carry carry knives, but I can't carry a gun at work. So it is a thing I think about.
Well,
I don't know.
No, I think you're spot on. And because there is, in one of my buddies here in town that we've talked about before, as far as, you know, because he can't carry work either. I carry all the time. I spend an enormous and a ridiculous amount of time carrying a gun. You know, sometimes it's 5 hours a day, but, you know, generally it's 12 to 16 hours a day carrying a gun. And sometimes it's not, it's like socks and shoes to me anymore. It just happens all the time. But like when I have to cross, like right now I'm on the border of Illinois. And so, like, I have to cross over to Illinois. I'm working on some cases over there. And I'm like, man, I hate, you know, about my gun. But by the same token, you shouldn't have to. And you said that about how immediate a knife situation is.
Right.
And it is, because it's just a blindside attack. And you've got to be able to respond immediately. And if your first thought is, oh, I wish I had my gun, you're already 10 seconds too late, you know?
Right.
So, no, I'm very much, very much, geez. I'm thankful that you're a huge fan of that, because I think for, as a woman and as a writer who is really, you know, kind of out there pushing women to carry and for you to be petite, I mean, you are, there's no doubt about it, and for you to have a certain level of aggression wanting to go toe-to-toe with a knife, man, that's a huge,
yeah,
that's
a certain
huge
level
encouragement
of aggression.
For a lot
Let's
of
put
people.
It that way.
It really is. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know that... I don't want to say that I kind of developed that over the years. I think I've always had that. But I am more than happy to kind of instigate that in other women and encourage them in that direction.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think your attitude is probably anything that's been learned in the last, you know, from carrying a gun. I think that's innate. You know, that's been with you the entire time. I mean, that's just obvious.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first time I shot a gun, I cried, literally cried. Because I was so freaked out, but yeah.
So you had the whole panic attack.
I totally did. Yeah. I was so kind of indoctrinated with the whole guns are bad, guns are scary, oh my God, you're going to kill somebody, you're going to kill yourself, oh no, kind of thing, that, yeah, I had the panic attack. So, yeah. But
how long have you been shooting now?
Maybe 4 years.
Okay.
Maybe 4 years. Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
You know, at least 4 years.
You were actually...
Yep.
I don't know.
You know, when I first got turned on to your blog, what was interesting was, because you carry the Bursa, I've carried a 380 off and on, but you know, there was always this stigma of, you know, small guns are bad. And I'm a 45 guy. I love the 45.
So do I.
I carry whatever I can.
Reed is a 45 guy?
I am, totally.
She's a better-looking 45 guy than I am. So. but, you know, there was always this mindset, and I came out of the Jeff Cooper mindset of carrying big guns slow and all that, and slow bullets. And it works, and it makes sense. But again, but not unlike the knife situation, you can't always carry that. And so...
Right.
When you were, you know, carrying the Bursa and writing your articles about and showing yourself at the gun range and stuff like that, I was like, you know, this needs to be promoted more. And there was, I think, I can't remember the article. I think it's something like Why It Doesn't Matter or something like that, referring to gun caliber.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, having been on both sides of when guns go off in very personal situations, nobody cares.
I can't imagine somebody like stopping and saying, "Hey, that looks like a 22 or a 25." You know, I can't see somebody looking at the gun and saying anything other than, "Oh my God, there's a gun pointing at me." You know,
right. When the gun goes off, no one's like, "Oh, don't worry, guys, it's only a 22. We're completely fine." That's never the mindset whatsoever. So, and you know, and with the 380, that was always the case of like, oh, you know, they skirt around, they go in underneath people's skull and they come out the other side with no damage. I'm like, you know, 7 or 8 in there, that's not going to happen. So,
and even if it does just skirt around, it still hurts like hell.
Well, exactly.
And,
you know,
and it also kicks in that, oh my God, I've been shot.
Right.
You know, it's going to kick in that, holy shit, I just got shot. And, you know, regardless of whether or not it was, you know, an immediately incapacitating wound, you don't have to be immediately incapacitated for your brain to go, and go into that panic mode.
That's exactly right. You know, the sight of your own blood is a big motivation to change. You know, change what you're doing. I remember when I was a
great attitude
kid,
enhancer.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. When I was a kid growing up, I worked for my dad, and he had guys come off of I'd come out of a halfway house that would work from on the temporary service, and there was a guy that used to come through all the time, and he had been shot in the throat with a 22, in one side and out the other, and I was like 14. I asked him at the time. I was like, you know, what'd you get shot with? Because at this age, I'm still interested. You know, I wanted to know about anytime someone had been shot. I was like, so what did it do? How did it feel? You know, I'm breaking it all down. And,
it hurt.
And it turns out this guy had actually been up on rape charges in the whole nine yards, and was generally a bad, all around bad man. And the funny thing was, I was like, how many times have you been shot? He goes, well, just once. And of course, he didn't really talk right because, you know, he had a weird vibration to his voice because a 22 went through it. And that's, but it was fun because that's what changed him. That's actually what kind of changed his whole life. And he was like, it hurt. And he goes, it scared the hell out of me. You know, and I think and rightfully so. And I think sometimes we forget when we talk gun culture and everything else that we forget how these guys are cowards. The really, you know, these big, bad, big men that will stop at nothing are very few and far between. So I think that's kind of the reason that, you know, we really need to push it, you know, don't worry about the caliber. Worry about how good you shoot. Worry about, you know, the maintenance of your weapon, things like that.
Yeah. Worry about having it on you.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing. No, again, it's nobody's volunteering to go down range and catch a couple of 22 rounds.
I always
suggest that when people make fun of me carrying a Bursa or a 380, I'm like, okay, well, you know, feel free to go stand downrange and, you know.
Yeah. Let me shoot you.
Nobody's willing to do that.
Isn't that funny how sunlight doesn't matter? Or, you know, yeah.
Oh, well, that's different. You know, and yes, it is true. If it's very much like the guys that, well, racking your shotgun is going to give away your position. Having a light on your weapon is going to give them something to shoot at. And it's like, look, if you rack a shotgun and they don't leave your house, you're fucked to begin with.
That's exactly
armed and doesn't care. You've got somebody who's determined, same as, you know, I loved Say Uncle's response. They're going to know my position because that's where the bullets are coming from. Like, yes, exactly. If I'm activating the light on my weapon, I'm going to shoot something. I'm not going to care that, oh, hey, look, he's over there. There's a light, because all they're going to hear is kaboom.
You know, I actually had almost a near shooting about in November. I had to go down, and it was kind of outside of what I normally do. An attorney client of mine asked me to kind of go serve some papers and throw a guy out of his house on an ex parte kind of deal. Normally not what I do. and the wife was there. And so I called her on the way in and said, you know, I'm going to come in and serve my, and I just kind of, and it was in a very rural area where the police response time is literally 20 minutes to 30 minutes because each deputy has like 200 square miles to patrol. And so I asked her, you know, do you want me to stay, you know, after I serve? And she goes, oh, if you wouldn't mind, that'd be great. And so I walk in, he's messing with the TV, and if I'm taking up too much time, just tell me and I'll shut up real quick. But so when I got there, I'd served him, and I told him, I said, you know, you got to vacate, and told him you could take a few things with him. And so he starts packing up stuff, and he's going in and out of his car, and it's taking about 20 minutes. And finally, he's walking around, and he's got a box of Q-tips with him. And I said, you know, I said, are we about done here?
Okay.
And he goes, yeah, I got one more thing. And I thought, uh-oh. So he walks upstairs back in the closet he'd been in, and he walks around, and he walks out of my eyesight. Well, I pull my pistol out and just put it down by my leg. And thank God for every school hunting trip my father ever took me on, because I hear shloop, shloop, and you just know the sounds of shotgun shells going into the tube. And he didn't wreck the slide yet, and I won't exchange the language I said at the time, but I basically told him I was shooting through the drywall if, you know, the gun didn't come out. And there was a pause, and then all of a sudden here comes this little bitty pistol grip pump shotgun coming out through, you know, come out in the hallway. And so that is, it goes with that mindset of, well, when they hear the rack of the shotgun, I was like, you know, that's going to change everything. I thought, for me, yeah, it changed everything because my level of aggression is about to increase. And so, you know, that can work for the bad guy, too.
In case anybody's wondering, this is, do you want to pimp your blog?
Oh, it's Straightforward in a Crooked World.
Yeah. .blogspot.com.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Yeah, so we have there's some people in the IRC channel that is somewhat loosely associated with this, and they're going, who is this guy?
So, who is this guy? Yeah.
And it's about 50-50. Some people are going, who is this guy? And some people are going, holy shit, I love this blog. So,
you know,
oh, wow.
Matthew,
very cool.
I got to say that your blog was kind of instrumental in making me who I am.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. Dude. No pressure.
I got to be honest.
No pressure, but there was this one post that you wrote, and it was kind of the nightmare that is me, you know. And the thing that got me was I can't remember verbatim, of course, but it was kind of like when there is something bad happening to you, take a second and assess and then go. And that has always been kind of like my core thing. You have to act, you have to decide, you know what I mean?
And
your blog post has kind of like stuck in my brain, and that has been the thing for me. And, constantly when I'm in public and when I'm at work, which is public, but that has always been the thing for me. Decide, make a choice, and go. So
awesome.
Anybody who is listening, make sure to read Matthew's blog because it's excellent.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you for the kind words. Yes. I'm truly humbled by that. I really am. Thank you.
I am very,
very
grateful for you.
We're huge fans.
Yeah, we're huge fans.
Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Write more posts.
Yes, please do.
I will, and I'll try to write shorter posts. You know, because that's the one thing.
Like,
no? Okay.
Rita likes the long ones.
Write whatever you want to write. That's fine.
Well, thank you. Thank you for reading. Wow.
Yeah. And you know what's really funny is that we all meet each other on the internet, and you never know what kind of effect you have on another person, which is really cool. I think it's a cool part of the internet.
Yeah.
You know, you can put something out there and you never know who's going to read it. And I think my husband is the one who was like, oh, you got to read this Straightforward in a Crooked World. You have to read this blog. And, he was the one who turned me on to your blog, and you never know who's going to read you and what kind of effect you're going to have. The internet is a beautiful thing.
It truly is. I mean,
it really is.
I was actually in a discussion with someone today on some work, because and we were talking about the internet restrictions and about, you know, the government coming in or just even oversight. I'm like, you know, it is really the last banging of freedom. It truly mm-hmm. is where there is no kind of oppression, you know, and I think that we lose sight of that for when most Americans have not been in an oppressive situation or an oppressive country, they really don't know what it feels like.
Right.
And having been there, man, and that is really why I love the internet, because it's everything good and everything bad, but that is the essential core of freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, freedom has its, you know, there's an old quote, and I can't remember who said it, but it said, you know, pained with the burdens of freedom, man begs for his shackles. And I thought, man, that is so true. So the internet is just this marvelous thing. And it's like you said, because you don't know whose life you're touching and how we're all interconnected and how we are able to connect with people that 20 years ago we would have never even known of, you know?
Right.
And
exactly.
It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, internet.
Yay, internet.
Yes. Yay, internet.
Thank you, Al.
Yep. And we all, people find their own communities and, you know, find like-minded people. I think it's terrific. So
it really does, you know, it gives yield to the human voice. It really does. Well, thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you.
Matthew's being profound.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling. We're
well,
on
I will
Friday.
Call back in.
Cool. Thanks.
Good.
Awesome.
Terrific. We look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you guys have a good evening.
Thanks. You too.
You too. Have a good night.
Bye.
Take care. Night.
Yay. Oh, good.
I'm having a fangirl squeeze.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I can't. I'm sorry. I have to hit mute or something.
All right,
Rita's
then.
Getting squee everywhere.
Yep. Watch out. You're going to have to clean the surface there or something.
Shut up. Okay.
Squee all
it's,
over the
it's,
room.
It's like finally talking to one of your internet heroes. It's really cool.
Yep.
Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome. Oh, I heard, who was that?
That one? Was my cat, Eloise.
Oh, Eloise. Okay.
Who's telling me it's time for, what time is it? It's
about time to hit the fail button.
Eloise is telling you the show is over.
It's time. Eloise says it's time to go home, y'all. So
saying meow, which is yeah. Cat for cue the music.
That's right.
Yes. Okay.
I don't have. Let me see if I have an appropriate sound effect for we're leaving.
Oh no.
Yeah, I've got
of course.
Something.
Now my audio is working fine.
There. Did y'all hear that? Oh, you didn't hear that. Hang on.
It's Justin Allen's head.
Yeah, I got to switch. I got to switch audio outputs here. Okay, how about this?
That would be the sad trombone.
Yes.
But I don't feel sad.
Yay.
Is that the Pac-Man?
Yes. I don't have music. I can't
okay.
cue the music.
Well,
I don't
you
have
figure
that.
Out next week. We will.
I don't know.
Next week.
All right. Well, thanks to all for listening. Sorry about the audio foobar. That was the Shoutcast server that died, and it took them an hour to fix it. But it's all recorded, and it will be on iTunes and on the web, on the Squirrel Report blog shortly.
Yay.
So thanks. First official episode. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
All right. Y'all have a good weekend, and we'll see you next Friday.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Wow.
Oh, crap. I got to hang up now.
Yes.
Bloop. All right. Everybody's gone. Here, let me play some more sound effects just for fun. Let's see what's nice and irritating. Ooh, here. Oh, here. Oh, and the worst of all. Dennis drill. All right. Bye, y'all.